This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 424 for Wednesday, June 5th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was weaker Wednesday as bearish technical signals and spillover from outside markets weighed on prices. Canola down 5 to over $12, July down $12.30 at the final bell at $615.70 per ton. New crop November down $10.50 at $640.70. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil futures were all lower. Relatively favorable prairie crop conditions for the new crop and large old crop stocks still being held by farmers contributed to the declines, with speculative selling a feature. The Canadian dollar was slightly weaker relative to its U.S. counterpart as currency traders reacted to the Bank of Canada's decision to cut interest rates. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all lower. The largest losses in wheat, posting declines for the sixth session in a row, as easing concerns over production issues in Russia and the advancing U.S. winter wheat harvest weighed on prices. Minneapolis spring wheat down 9 cents in the July contract at $7.14 per bushel. Kansas City down 11 cents in July at $6.76 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat also down 11 cents in July at $6.46 per bushel. Forecasters SovEcon lowered their call on Russia's wheat crop to only 80.7 million tons. That's down by 1.4 million tons over just the past week, and well below earlier estimates only a month ago, topping 90 million. While recent frosts that were followed by heat and dryness have cut into Russian wheat crop estimates, most of those concerns are thought to be priced into the futures for the time being. Meanwhile, Russia is also thought to be unlikely to ban exports. The U.S. winter wheat harvest was 6% complete as of this past Sunday, and farmers are thought to have made good progress over the past few days, with good weather conditions allowing farmers to move forward with the harvest. Soybeans had been higher overnight, but the sharp losses in soy oil spilled to pull beans down as well. Speculative fund selling and a lack of significant export demand for U.S. beans, as more buying interest shifts to South America despite any production issues there, weighed on prices. The July bean contract down 2 cents at $11.77 per bushel. Corn, it's pressured lower by the losses in wheat, losing 3 cents in the July contract at $4.39 per bushel. Good Midwestern growing conditions were also bearish as farmers finished seeding this year's crop. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, June 5th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.